ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
6:47, 13 till 7. Quickly to Walter Dublane, professor, associate professor of economics and finance at my alma mater, UNO. He is our healthcare go-to guy. How you doing, Dub?
Hey, good morning. Fine, Tim.
I'm looking at the Peter G. Peterson Foundation, which sounds like something from Seinfeld, but it's not. And they're quoted as saying in an August study that Americans pay double what residents in other developed nations pay for health care, even though outcomes in the U.S. are worse than those in other countries, as we all get our, or some of us are getting our open enrollment benefit period, where we can see what's going to happen. It always goes up. The benefits always go down. The price of it goes up. Where's all the money going, Dub?
Well, there's several things involved in there. The healthcare costs are going up for a variety of different reasons. And if you think even at the hospital level, three major reasons are because it's very labor intensive. And we've certainly been, we've had a shortage of things like nurses and radiation technologists and people of that sort. And those shortages tend to drive up wages, which of course becomes the cost of the hospital. The other one is technology. The newest MRIs and CT scans, mammograms, all of those robotic surgery, all of those high tech type of things increase the cost. They're very expensive, and we use a lot more of them than other countries do. And then the third, in terms of not just hospital specifically, but healthcare in general, the biggest increases we've seen have been in pharmaceuticals. Now, some of this is really good news as they keep discovering, you know, these genetic ways of dealing with diseases. I just was reading about one recently about Duchenne's multiple muscular dystrophy. Mm-hmm. Again, is a possible cure for it, but it costs about $1 million to $3 million for each person. Those are huge costs. That are being passed on to this.
So I know you're not a physician, but I'm the average person, I think, would hear that and say, what could possibly cost $1 to $3 million?
Well, again, I can't really get into that much. But the other thing, but you are right in terms of, actually, that quote wasn't quite right. We do pay a lot more than most other countries do. Mm-hmm. Now, again, and the best gauge I have that is we're spending upwards right now of 18% of our entire GDP on healthcare. Most other Western countries are spending between 10 to 12%. So we're more like 50 or 60% higher, not twice as much, but still it is substantially higher. And there's a lot of other reasons for that in terms of, again, our use of technology. We pay our physicians a lot more than most other countries do. We're also very inefficient in terms of our administrative costs are much higher, and our pharmaceuticals are much, much higher.
So what are we getting in exchange for that as far as outcomes go?
Well, actually, our outcomes, when they say the outcomes are less, there's usually two. There's internationally, there's only a couple things they measure that they compare some. Mm-hmm. One of them is longevity. that is our average life expectancy in the United States is actually a year or two less than most other developed countries.
Hmm.
Now, that's not because of our poor healthcare system. That's because we have a lot of younger people that die from violence and automobile accidents.
Hmm.
And whenever that lowers your life expectancy, the way they measure it is just the average rate at which age at which people die.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have people, a 17-year-old drug dealer gets killed, that lowers our life expectancy down and has nothing to do with our healthcare system. If you adjust for those two things, violence and automobile accidents, then we're comparable to everybody else. But what we do see is on some of our outcomes, like if you want to be treated for cancer and certain type of diseases, we do a much better job than many other countries. So on some measures, we look worse. In some places, we are actually much better.
So when it comes to, I guess, the cost and what we could learn from other countries, to me, it all comes down to, and this goes back to when I first started dealing with all of this, you know, with Obamacare and everything else. If it works for you, you don't want to change it. If it doesn't work for you, you want to change it. Apparently, it's working for enough people where there's not the will to change it, or the people that are really benefiting from this have the power where it doesn't want to change? Are those two accurate statements or not?
Well, and part of it is if you do the actually surveys, interestingly show that most people in the United States are very happy with our healthcare system, meaning we feel like we have good doctors and good hospitals. It's very expensive, but we feel like we're getting our money's worth. Now, on the other hand, what's really bad in the United States is we're the only country of the developed countries that doesn't have universal health care, universal insurance.
Mm-hmm.
That we still have a subsidy. Even after Obamacare reduced the number of uninsured tremendously, even after that, we still have a substantial percentage of our population, 10 or 12%, that are uninsured. And those uninsured people impose very high costs on everybody else, because they eventually show up in the emergency room and other things, and those costs get passed along to all the rest of us in terms of higher.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Insurance prices and things of that sort.
So
we have a system that's not very efficient.
So if the COVID subsidies go away that the Democrats are fighting for, and that's what they're holding up the government, that's what they're shutting. I hate to say they're shutting down the government, but for whatever reason, that's where they're drawing their line in the sand. If those go away, what happens to the healthcare system for how many Americans?
Well, again, a lot of people will lose their insurance because those subsidies that occur are keeping making health insurance very inexpensive for many people. The subsidies go away, they're going to have to pay a lot more for insurance, and a lot of them will choose not to have insurance, and therefore the uninsured rate will go up.
Which means we ultimately end up paying for that. The cost to everybody goes up because there's no well care. They go to the emergency room, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
Okay. So if the subsidies go away, is there any way to measure how much that's going to cost people who still have insurance but are not affected by the subsidies going away, but will ultimately end up paying for it?
Well, let me just kind of give you an idea. Right now, the people that have, you know, insurance, Blue Cross, United, all those type of things, those companies, at least, especially for hospitals, pay about 135% of the cost, which is a pretty big premium. Mm-hmm. The reason for that is because Medicare only pays 90% of the cost, Medicaid only pays 65% of the cost, and uninsured pays about 10% of their cost. And so more than half of the, about half of all the patients at hospitals lose money on them. And so if the people with good insurance didn't pay those higher premiums, the hospitals would close down. And so other countries, everybody has the same insurance. Like Canada has Medicare for all. Now our Medicare wouldn't work that way, but that would level out everything in terms of the people that have the insurance wouldn't have to pay such a premium.
And from the actuarial side of it, if Blue Cross and the other companies are taking in less money for premiums because people can't afford it due to the loss of subsidies, that's going to make our rates go up, right?
We should see some of that, yes.
Okay. Thank you, Doug. Appreciate it. It's complicated, but you make it understandable. Walter Dublin, Associate Professor of Economics and Finance in my alma mater, proud to say UNO, 655, 5 till 7. Let's look at traffic now, WWL.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.